All right, coming back at you live, everybody. What's going on, huh? All right, let's just get into the news, folks. What's going on in the South? There's a gas shortage. Can you say gas shortage? It's kind of hard to say. Gas shortage. Not easy. There's a gas shortage because one of our main pipelines, Colonial Pipeline, has been a ransomware attack.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Somebody shut it down. Is it that easy to shut down our gas lines? Someone just hacked in and shut down the gas lines to the South? Why? Exactly. Who's behind it? Why? Seems kind of cooked up, doesn't it? And they can't get them on till this weekend, but they can get them on then. Doesn't that sound right? Let's just shut America's gas off. And why can't they turn it back on? We're going to get it on by next week. Just turn them back on. How do you know? If you know how to get them on by next week, get them on now. Whatever you're going to do by this weekend, just do it now. Flip the switches. No, you can't reboot.
Come on, man.
Let it shut down. Let it reboot. Let everything reboot. It shouldn't take that long. Or just take the gas out manually. Did they even try Control-Alt-Delete? You sure this just isn't an excuse to raise gas prices for the summer? Could be. Could be something to keep in the news. Keep people on their heels. I don't know. I don't care. What else is going on? Ellen DeGeneres is quitting her show.
This is the worst fucking day
of my life. Please don't take your show away, Ellen. You're so goddamn talented when you come out and dance with your black DJ friend and your stuff that you do. So great. She's so great.
Yes, queen.
Now what are all the thousands of mentally impaired people going to do at 3 o'clock every day? I don't know. I think she should reconsider. Who cares about Ellen? You know, a friend of mine likes to go turtle hunting. We're bringing this up. Him and his son like to go turtle hunting.
You piece of shit.
Is that really hunting? Do you really hunt a turtle? Don't you just kind of stumble upon a turtle?
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Hunting? That's not really hunting. You're just going to get a turtle. He loves to make turtle soup. Do you ever have turtle soup? It's supposed to be pretty good. He could just use beef in the soup, but he wants to get out there and hunt with the sun. I don't think that's hunting.
Go fuck yourself.
Whenever people consume turtle meat, it's always in a soup. You ever notice that? It's never a turtle sandwich. You know, it's never hey, turtle casserole. It's just always turtle soup.
I did not know that.
I bet it's not that great. I bet it doesn't taste as good as, you know, worth the trouble of getting on all the gear and to go hunting for the turtles. How do you kill a turtle? Once you find it, you don't have to chase it. You just pick it up and killing it must involve maybe a sledgehammer, something. That's a rough. All right, son, grab a sledgehammer and start pounding as hard as you can on that defenseless turtle. We got to get the cup and a half of meat out of there. We got to get the 4 ounces of meat out of there so we can make turtle soup.
Are you kidding me?
Not hunting. I mean, not really. I mean, you don't really turtle hunt. You pick one up. That's it. It's not hunting. I mean, if you don't need a weapon, it's not hunting. I can't think of anything that I'd rather do less than find a turtle, carry the turtle back home, then kill the turtle, then have to somehow salvage the meat off the turtle to make a goddamn soup.
Winning.
It doesn't sound like something I want to do. What else is in that soup? Well, I mean, what goes in turtle soup? Hey, what would you put in this turtle soup? That's good turtle. As long as we have beef, as long as we have chicken and fish, we don't need turtle. And you're not hunting. Stop acting like you're hunting. And that was brought to you by a new sponsor on the show. Spick and Span. The cleanser. Spick and Span is a great cleaning product. And, how has this product not been culturally appropriated by now? I don't know. They really missed one here. They want to get rid of Aunt Jemima, but we can still call this cleaning stuff Spick and Span. Nobody's offended by spick and span. Okay. I mean, it's a great cleanser. And this is an ad for it. But, you know, I don't know. No one cleans better than spick and span. A lot of people have problems with the fact that there's a racial slur right in the name. You know what? That's part of the marketing. Let me ask you something. Do you have a marketing degree? No, you don't. Most likely, you probably do not have a marketing degree. They know what they're doing. Spick and span is a great product, and get off your high horse. A lot of maids are of Latino descent. Did you know that? A lot of maids are. I mean, that has nothing to do with the name, but it's the facts. I mean, look, folks, spick and span works. So the fact that there's a terrible racial slur right in the name is neither here nor there. It's great for bathroom grout. You got bathroom grout, you want to scrub it down with something, use some spick and span. Great as a disinfectant. What are you, trying to get COVID?
Why the fuck would you
just
do something
just get some spick
like
and span
that?
And start cleaning up a little bit, would you please, you filthy fuck? Spick and span, you know, is span's short for Spanish? I'm Googling it right now, and I don't know. It doesn't say. Spick and I think is fine, and span is short for Spanish. It doesn't matter. It's a great product. Who knows? Who cares? The fact that it starts with the word spick is bad enough with all the cancellations and things going on. And they have yet to get rid of spick and span. Anyway, nothing cleans better. And it's more affordable. I mean, this stuff is, they're giving it away. Spick and span, it's cheap. It's effective. Go out and get some today. And support all Latinos. I support all Latinos. I support anyone darker than Tom Petty. I support everybody except for white people. I'm not a big fan of most people who are white.
I don't like white people.
I don't like white people. If they're gay, it's fine. But like white straight people? No, thank you. Not for me. You know, I've been toying around on the internet as I do. And I found something called the Prince Albert. I had no idea what this is. But I can't stop. I want one now. Can't stop thinking about getting one of these Prince Alberts. So a Prince Albert, what it is, it's a common male genital piercing. It's a genital piercing for your cock. The Prince Albert is a ring style piercing that extends usually along the underside of the urethral opening.
Oh, shit!
It looks really neat. Looks really cool once it's, you know, once it's all healed up. It's a hunk of metal that gives great pleasure to a woman or a man. You know, more and more people are doing this because it's becoming more popular. Probably because it looks so cool. A lot of people look at their penis and they go, you know, my penis is fine the way it is, but not great. Wonder what I could do to, like, bedazzle this cock a little bit. You know what this needs? A little flare. A little flash, a little flare. This is okay as is, sure. It's not great. I mean, why not decorate your penis with jewelry? I see no reason not to put a steel rod through the tip of your penis. No reason at all. Right? Something needs to be done. Sure, you're gonna have to relearn how to pee. You're gonna be spraying all over the place when you pee. That's fine. It's worth it because it's gonna look cool. You know, are you getting sick of looking at your plain Jane every day, average every day, plain old Joe Schmo penis?
Nope.
Look at this penis. Nothing to it. There's no flash. There's no flare. You know, get something on there. Make it interesting. That's what women want. They don't want a smooth penis. They want a hunk of metal in your penis so they can feel metal up on their uterine wall. They want to feel that metal banging against their fallopian tubes. That's a fact. And if you don't have one, how would you know? You have no right to judge people. You don't have one, then shut your goddamn mouth. You don't have a Prince Albert. You're not cool. You're not hip. So shut up. I'm going to make an appointment right now. Hi, do you do piercings?
We sure do.
Okay. Well, I'd like to talk to a piercer if possible. I'm interested in, I've been kicking around the idea of getting a Prince Albert.
Oh,
hold on just a second. I'll let you talk.
Okay.
Hi, this is
cool. Hi. We're going to be coming through that area, me and my wife, and I've been kicking around. She wants me to get a Prince Albert. Have you done those? Is that
yes, I have.
Okay. I have questions.
Okay, ask me.
Well, she's been really wanting me to get one of these. She's from California. You know, they're a little, must be more popular out there. And she had an ex-boyfriend who had this Prince Albert, whatever this is. You know, I don't know anything. And she's been bugging me to get this thing for, I don't know, forever. And now I feel like I have to do it. And I'm scared because I Googled it. You know, I've looked at some pictures and I can't even imagine. But if you've done them before.
I have.
And she says it's...
A lot of my clients, they don't say anything less than, like, discomfort. You know what I mean? I'm really quick. Which makes the whole process a lot easier on you.
That would be nice.
The healing, as far as the healing goes, that's pretty. It's pretty easy too. We offer aftercare here that you would use. You use it anywhere from 10 to 15 times a day.
Wow.
For the first couple of weeks, and that helps. It's a spray. You just dry it with a clean paper towel, and that's it.
Hey, what's Do you know a lot about, like, what's the upside to this whole thing? Because she was saying something that's going to be better for me sexually. But the problem is she's the one who's pushing it so hard that I'm kind of wondering what's going on here. Is it?
So for as far as
just
like,
what's
arousal,
the what's the general upside to the whole thing? I don't.
It's just it just offers a different stimulation than what you get without it.
For me? Or for her?
Yes, for you.
Okay, that's what, because she said something about. She could hum. It's something about humming into it. It causes that to vibrate, all the stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that it does.
Okay, so you know a little bit about it. I'm worried about peeing. How's the peeing work? Is that going to be a mess or a problem or what?
No, you're going to be fine. Completely fine.
Because I just don't want to pee like a sprinkler. And then someone said something about toxic shock. What is that?
I've never had a client suffer from toxic shock. I know that is something if you go... too far down is the urethra on the penis, but...
Are we going in through the top or the side, or how does it usually done? Is it top?
It goes through the top.
Okay, right through the top. That's what I was hoping for. I don't want this, you know, somebody who's saying going right into the bottom.
Going through? No.
I mean,
no.
My God.
Yeah, that does sound painful. We've never done those ones.
And this isn't a situation where I have to get erect for this, do I?
Nope.
You know, she dated this guy. I mean, honestly, John Stamos' brother is basically, who cares, right? But yeah, out in California, they seem to be more popular. It's really hard to find a place to do it. I've found. Nobody does it. We're from up north, but we're going to be traveling.
Okay.
And do you take appointments? Do you need an appointment or a down payment?
You don't need an appointment. You don't need an appointment. We do walk-ins. I am here Tuesday through Sunday, so I'm off Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I would say just come around those days.
How long do I have to refrain from sexual activity? You know?
I would wait at least a week to 2 weeks.
Well, that seems a little on the light side. I'm going to go a little longer than that. You've done how many have you done? Just curious.
In my time?
Yeah, it's none of my business.
Over
100. Oh, okay. Oh,
easy.
Now, you can swim with the chlorine and the whole.
I would avoid pools, lakes, rivers, anything that's not ocean until the healing process is done.
And so you think people usually enjoy this, huh? This is something people enjoy to have done to themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Because
I have a few return. I have a few return gentlemen right now. That we're just like, it's like we're decorating.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, there's a lot of other options. And if you want to come in,
you got a brochure or something or a book or.
Well, I got something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need something. I mean, maybe we can even, maybe I'll see if there's a clip on option, you know, I don't want to go into the bottom. I'm going to be honest. You know, I don't want to go through the bottom. If you can go through the top, you know, I have no problem with that. I don't think she's just been on me about this for ever since I met her. And it's just like, okay, I've been broken down. I will do it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, what's your name?
My name is Chris. You can just come and ask for me, and I can help you.
I can't wait. Okay. Well, you sound very pleasant, and we will be in probably next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, there you go. She was delightful. She was great, and that was fun. This is a lot of fun, and we got some great news from our overlords, the CDC, today. If you've been vaccinated... Now, this is if you've been vaccinated and you waited 14 days. You no longer have to wear a mask when you're in your bed sleeping or taking a shit or in the shower or when you go home alone in your car. You don't have to wear a mask. It's great. Great news from our overlords. They've been kind and merciful. And we are forever in debt to their infinite knowledge on COVID. They've been right on everything. Right, Johnny, spot on the money. If you... are fully vaccinated, you can now hug your children. The CDC has spoken, and the time has come, as not yet, but as of midnight tonight, fully vaccinated people will ascend to freedom and liberty that no one has felt in a very long time. No more masks for the vaccinated, or the chosen ones, as some like to call them. Vaccinated people are the chosen ones. Now, they have finally got the data. They finally got the data on the masks. And, you know, the masks were very necessary and saved so many lives. I mean, the masks were great. And the states that used masks the most, so much better than the states that didn't use the mask. That's the truth. They really held down the body count and worked fantastic. Thank you, CDC. You did it. You did it, CDC. Pat on the back. If you're fully vaccinated and you wait 14 days after your second shot, you can go back to having sexual intercourse with your significant others. It's been so long. I mean, as long as she's fully vaccinated, of course. If she's not, might be time to get a new wife, because we cannot hobnob with the unvaccinated. Those people should be shunned and hopefully put in some type of camps or something. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thank you, CDC. We love you so much.